on the camp.
I'm not sure. It's I know there were some people from the sea base and they had a club mate and I tried it. It was very fine.
Well, as far as I know, the club mate came to the Chaos Club in 99, especially on this camp 4 years ago. So before that, the club mate was, as far as I know, there are many stories, many rumors, and many people are talking different stories about this. But the club mate is coming from a small brewery in south of Germany, near the city of Nuremberg, in a small village called Münchsteinach. And this small brewery was only delivering three or four small cities, not even a big city like Nuremberg, only small cities. And this little brewery, still a family brewery, but it's mostly doing beer. This brewery has as a little product Clubmate without alcohol. And normally they are just distributing it in within this few small area. And it is quite difficult to become in the rest of the country. It's quite amazing. So
But I think Clubmate is very popular thanks to the Chaos Computer Club.
Yeah, but the Chaos Computer Club is not that big, I suppose.
Okay.
But in fact, it's an interesting thing because Clubmate and the Chaos Computer Club, the manager of this small brewery called the Loscher KG, of course, knows the Chaos Computer Club, the guys who always call and order a complete trolley to some destinations. Well, I personally, I am from Cologne, and in Cologne there's absolutely no way of getting this drink. There's no shop, nothing where you can get it. And so we started to call the brewery directly and order it from there. And the boss personally comes over in his trolley and delivers us the mate. But of course, only if we get a complete trolley. Before that, he wouldn't even leave his garage, because it's 400 kilometers drive.
I remember that. I'm from Hanover, and the last time you got a Clubmate, we also got some of them. Somebody went to Cologne and fetched some Clubmate for Hanover.
From the Cologne Club?
Yes.
It's quite amazing, yeah. Here in Berlin, it's quite easy to come because there are some shops to sell it. Meanwhile, the situation is very good. And in Hamburg, it's also possible to get it. I think this has to do with the situation of the squat houses. Maybe we can talk about this after music.
I don't know. Question. Do you know iced tea?
Iced tea, yes, of course. Iced tea is basically the same as Clubmate. It's just another... how can you say this in English? Wow.
It has a lot of coffee.
Yeah, it's the same ingredients, but the mixing is different. Yeah. So
even harder.
Yeah, more caffeine, more sugar, and... but the taste is completely different. It's amazing a little bit... Well, the mixing makes up. Yeah, I think we can talk about the squat houses after that. But right now we should play some music, because otherwise the people would get bored. There's a golden rule at the radio, I think. This is never talk longer than 2.5 minutes. So here's the next music.
I had no choice but to hear you. You stay
shit,
and you don't seem to understand. A shame you seemed an honest man, and all the fears you hold so dear will turn to whisper in your ear. And you know what they say when I hurt you, and you know that it means so much, and you don't even feel.
Yeah, Club Mate. The drink that keeps you awake, but don't keep you concentrate. It's a problem of caffeine, I guess.
Maybe, but it's a problem of taste. Maybe you could eat caffeine pills.
No. I think the people who drink Club Mate know why. But the thing we all need is a drug that keeps you awake and concentrated. Well, caffeine is nearby, but after 30 hours without sleep, well...
Did you ever try green tea? It's very fine to be awake in the head and concentrate.
No, yes, yes and no, but of course I did try green tea, but never to spend the night awake.
No, it's totally different. Okay, you have to drink pure green tea without ingredients, and you aren't fit, yes? You're very tired, but your mind is very concentrated.
Mm. Well, maybe some of our listeners know some good tips how to keep us concentrated here and fit to manage all this stupid technique here, especially at 7 o'clock and 10 minutes in the night. Turning back. Yeah, you're still there. Radio Sub Ether.
Okay, Ingo. I think you're an expert in everything about Clubmate. Please tell us something about the history about Clubmate.
The history? Well, the history of the drink itself, or how it came to the Chaos Computer Club?
How it came to the Chaos Computer Club.
Well, as far as I know, of course, there are many versions of the stories and many rumors, no one is for sure. But, well, the story begins in the wild 70 years. And in this time, especially in Berlin, we had many squat houses and many culture in that direction. And, people living in squat houses have basically three problems. First, they need to heat their houses. They need coal, which is Kohlen in German. Secondly, they need some materials to keep their house clean and redo it. So they need things to redo their houses, like gips in German, for instance. And, of course, they also need much, much beer for their party. So it's Kohlen, Gips and Beer. KGB, Kohlen, Gips and Beer. And so we are at the KGB. The KGB. The KGB was founded in Berlin, actually, in this time, for supplying the squat houses with these kind of things. And, well, the times passed. The 80s came, the squat houses got less and less, and finally the 90s came, and nearly no squat houses were left, but the KGB was still left, and meanwhile they were mutated to normal company who is making catering service at parties. They don't sell Kohlen and Gips anymore, they just sold beer for a while. There were a drinking service, but somehow, don't ask me how, but somehow they found these Clubmate. And by a coincidence, this KGB was making the catering service at the camp in 1999 for the Chaos Communication Camp. That was the time where the Clubmate was coming to the Chaos Computer Club.
Okay, thank you. A nice story.
Yeah, I hope so. Sub-Ether Radio, it's the very, very early time at 7:30 in the morning. I think this is the time where nearly no hackers awake, but still there is light, or light you cannot say. It's already sun outside, I guess. Yeah, I didn't look out for a couple of hours, but there is already light, still light here at the Sub-Ether tent. Well, we have the first guest here in the early morning. It's Wolfgang. Wolfgang, he is making it possible that you are hearing us because the transceiver we are using is from Wolfgang. And this interview will be in German language for because I think German is quite easy. Much more easy in this time. So, Wolfgang, dieser Sender, den wir hier benutzen, der ist von dir. Was für ein Sender ist denn das eigentlich genau?
1, 2, 3, da bin ich ja. Hallo. Du sagtest eben, Transceiver ist es nicht. Der empfängt nichts, sondern der sendet nur. Also somit ein Transmitter. Und dieser Transmitter ist hat mal beim WDR gestanden, hat da so circa 25 Jahre seinen Dienst gemacht.
Fast ein altes Schätzchen.
Ja, aber das sind solche Geräte, die überleben normalerweise einen Menschen. die sind einfach nicht kaputt zu kriegen, also nicht zu vergleichen mit einem Gerät, was so in den Wohnzimmern oder sonst wo steht. Kostet auch ein bisschen mehr, da kriegt man, glaube ich, ein Auto für einen gebrauchten Wagen. Das ist nicht das Einzige, was relativ teuer ist, sondern das Gerät, was da drunter steht, ist, glaube ich, genauso teuer oder fast genauso teuer. Das dürfte so um die 40.000.
Das ist der Optimizer, glaube ich, ne?
Optimode, ja. Der sorgt dafür, dass wir nicht zu laut und nicht zu leise sind und dass wir immer gut klingen. Und der Sender, der, klar, sagt er ja schon, das sagt ja schon der Name, er sendet aus.
Well, maybe we can make a quick translation. So Wolfgang is telling us that this transmitter, it's not a transceiver, of course, it's a transmitter, is from the West German radio station WDR, which is the official radio station in the state of North Rhine-Westphalia and the rest of Western Germany. It was for a couple of years there doing his job quite well. Meanwhile, it's a little bit older, but of course, this kind of technique is technique you cannot destroy.
Professional technique.
This kind of absolutely
professional technique, and without compromise, less technique. So it's very, it's not cheap technique. It's very,
very hard to become.
Yeah, it's very hard to sell so such things. Yes, it's I got it from a muss ich das deutsche Wort sagen, muss say in German Versteigerung from the WDR. The dealer said it's an amplifier. An audio amplifier.
So he had no idea what he was selling.
Yes, and I looked to this thing, and I think it's no amplifier. It's no audio amplifier. It's an HF amplifier. And so I go to him, or I give you 50 marks for it, because nobody wants to buy it, because there is nobody who can do some things with it, because the connector, it's great questions what they see. And everybody who can understand a little bit English knows what transmitter is, but nobody on the shop did it know, because I know I sell a transmitter.
So what are you normally doing with this whole technique you have in your basement? What are you a professional radio guy, or are you just doing this for fun?
I don't be a professional moderator and redactor. I do it at home in Bonn. In Siegburg, it's 20 kilometer far from Bonn, and then we have a radio workshop. Also tell you that the local radio stations must 50% of the working time where they are sent to everybody. Everybody can make 50% of the transmission time, and cause not everybody has a studio in the kitchen or in the living room, and so there are that cause there is. A lot of six or seven clubs who have studio equipment and stell it zur Verfügung.
They are making it possible that other
make it possible that everybody can produce radio Beiträge. Okay, and so the club is for everybody there to go there and to make radio, and I belong to a team to realize it. Okay, that's me. That's enough of me. I give to Ingo.
Yeah, I don't know what to say either. So in this case, I just start the next music on the playlist.
Adam, Adam here, Goldie, man. I really want to get these tunes, man. I really hope you've got something for me. Because I've got a funny feeling you have.
And at this time, I think the camp slowly, 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 slowly is awaking. I guess within the next hours, we will find more and more people. So, to the people who are new to this radio station, welcome to Sub-Ether Radio. You are listening to 88.3 MHz. We also have a call in here. If you want to call us, call 5555 from the internal camp telephone network. Or if you're calling from outside, dial 033-438-642246. And of course you can have a music wish if you call us. Or you can tell us the latest news. Or rumors, maybe. Or, of course, if you want to join the radio crew, then come on to the radio tent. And it wouldn't be any problem to let you in here. You can have your own radio show, or you can make interviews. We need every content here. So if you want to have much stress but much adventure, come here and join the Sub-Ether crew. It's 10 minutes before 8 o'clock in the morning, and definitely the camp is awakening in these moments. I just talked to the guys in the Network Operation Center, and they were telling me that within the next hours they will start to pull the cables for the IP traffic within to the distribution points, so that there will be network everywhere on the field within the next hours or during this day. You are still listening to Radio Sub Ether on 88.3. It's 8 o'clock in the morning. Most people are still sleeping, but the camp is definitely waking up. And so, if you are already awake, then why don't you give us a call? Call us on 555 from the internal camp net. That's 5555. Or if you use an external phone, call 033-438-642246.
To Bombay, dark as the tunes came. Tune in your crystal set. You've won the freedom to forget. You've won the freedom to forget.